virtual couch.
It's time for Letitia's Tuesday Tidbits,
where she provides small doses of wisdom that packs a whole lot of power. Do your thing
and drop them gems on them.
Drop them gems on them.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Letitia's Tuesday Tidbits. You guys know what I like to do on Tuesdays, right? So I don't have to spend a lot of time letting you know what my Tuesday Tidbits are all about. It's something small for you to just take with you along for the rest of your week, right? So today, as I was thinking about what topic did I want to focus on, I said I wanted to focus on your attitude determining your altitude. And I know we've heard that a lot, but one of the questions that I wanted to ask you was, have you ever fumbled a bag? And what does that mean? Have you ever messed up an opportunity based on your attitude? And so a lot of times, you know, we may not want to admit, but your attitude and how you treat people and just how you carry yourself can really determine how far we go. Now, as we get older, I would hope, and I'm gonna stress hope, that we will learn from our mistakes. But I think we can all say that we have kind of fumbled a bag here or there, right? Even though in our own mind, we may say, well, I didn't want that anyway. And I didn't want to be with that person anyway, or I didn't need that anyway. But deep down inside, you know you actually wanted it, right? But we do that when we're immature. But the problem is there's so many people who still haven't learned. So they walk through life and what I like to call starting fires. Starting fires and not being able to put them out. Now, the world have billions of people, right? Trillions, exactly. However, the world is really small. And so what we do, it definitely can come back around and affect us, because you really don't know who we are crossing in. And one thing that I've learned, never judge somebody. Well, we shouldn't be judging people anyway, but never judge someone by where they are today. Never do that. I've always been the one who've always celebrated the janitor to the CEO, because not only because you never know what they're going to be, just because they're human and that's what we're supposed to do, right? But you'll never know who God is going to bless, who one day may be able to make decisions over you. Now, I know some of you may be saying, oh, I have my own business. I have this, I have that. You have that today. You don't know what things are going to be the next minute from now. I was going to say tomorrow, but not even the next minute from now. So I wanted to just have this episode just as a reminder to treat people well, check your attitude. If there's things that you need to work on them, because guess what? We're all human. And, you know, there's some days where we may not feel our best, but we shouldn't take that out on other people. And when you're feeling like you're having those days where you're not feeling your best, take some time. Stand back, reset, and say, okay, what's going on with me? Maybe I'm reacting to this and that or the other. Maybe I just need to take the rest of the day off. Maybe even give a disclaimer to people like, hey, I'm not feeling my best today. Pray for me, or, you know, bear with me. But yeah, you know, because we all are going to have our days where we don't feel our best, right? But we don't want it to dictate how far we go in life. So I just wanted to leave you with that. If you have any questions or ideas or even any comments regarding this topic, please feel free to email me at virtualcouchpodcast1@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from you. But yeah, that was something that I just thought about today. And just even in the media too, you have a lot of celebrities. They, You know, we're in cancel culture, I should say. So it's easy to be canceled nowadays. So with that, I would say just kind of watch what you say, watch what you do. And I'm not saying to censor yourself to appease anyone. I'm saying just watch how you treat people and how you navigate throughout life. As you know, we want to treat people like we want to be treated. And sometimes we pray for specific blessings and we don't know how to keep them. And I remember a while ago, I remember at church, my bishop said, "Don't let your talent take you where your character can't keep you." And that resonated so much in my spirit. And that's been a while ago. But seriously, you can be as gifted and talented as ever, but if your character can't keep you there, your character can't keep you with amazing relationships that God has blessed us with, what does it really matter, right? So I'm going to leave you with that again. Please email me. I would love to hear from you. virtualcouchpodcast1@gmail.com. And God bless you.
Wasn't that show fire? I hope you enjoyed your time on the virtual couch with our girl Letitia
on Letitia's Virtual Couch.
You did that, Letitia.
Virtual Couch.